The Bell of Sansepulchre. It was during my tramp through Provence 3 summers ago that I came one evening to Le Bern-les-Bruyères, a hamlet near the bottom of the Baison Valley. Here I found the inn so poor that I resolved to tramp on to Cognac, 4 miles off.
But,
said an old vigneron, whom I asked to put me on the path through the forest,
you should go round about by the road.
Why? I asked him. That means another kilometer.
We of these parts hardly use the path now,
was his answer.
Don't you go that way.
With a certain earnestness and admonition. What, wolves about here? I asked him. He lowered his voice to say,
you may see someone named La Mère Gouvion,
as if to say,
you may see Beelzebub.
I suppose that he meant a ghost, and as I knew something of southern superstitiousness, and was in a hurry, I handed him a franc and went on by the forest path. I found it in some parts choked with bush, myrtle, kerms oak, which I had to part before me, and by the moonshine above the bush I saw in that short distance 2 of those mounds named barrows, placed there by the fairies. Then, when I had tramped 3 kilometers through a rather intolerable solitude, the shock came. 3 meters to my left, within a sort of clearing, I saw the woman. She was seated on a fragment of one of those rocks they call menhirs. I had the impression in the hazy moonshine that she was moving her shoulders slowly from side to side, her hands supporting her jaw, some grace in the fall of her rag suggesting a statue set on a pedestal. Her stature, I could see, was gigantic. Her great arms like clubs, her great bosom and spread of shoulder, her mouth open in a cavern of darkness that looked oblong, her hair black and gray, a tangle of snakes. And as I walked past, her eyes followed me, with that kind of gaze with which an ox stops cropping to gaze after a passer. The image of this woman filled my mind until I got to Cognac, near 9, and that same night, while sitting in an inn garden with swings, 9-pins, arbors, I was told by my host the story of La Mère Gouvion. She came, he told me, of a well-to-do family, who owned land on the far side of Le Brun-les-Bruyères.